Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm, high of about 76. In Kenosha right now, the temperature 56 degrees, 54 in Burlington, Milwaukee 59, 58 in Racine. The National Weather Service says a fast-moving storm system nailed southeast Wisconsin Sunday night with winds of 50 to 65 miles per hour for a relatively brief but destructive period, as well as rain and hail in some locations. The wind leading to trees and branches coming down in a number of locations. That affected some 30,000 We Energies customers at one point. Our radio station didn't come back online until about a quarter to five this morning after having been out much of the evening. Repair crews scrambling from one site to another on the list that kept growing throughout the night. Lost power, taking out a number of traffic signals. That resulted in temporary stop sign deployment. The utility also warning the public, report any downed wires, but stay clear of them. In terms of what the damage was in the Racine area, just some of the reports. Browns Lake and Toyd Road in Racine County, tree down. Same thing at 3 Mile Road. Wires down on a house and a possible fire at the 16th and Quincy in Racine. Taylor in Washington, fairly large tree, or at least a tree branch came down, may have taken out part of a traffic light at that location. You're going to be going around town and seeing some of the damage that occurred from last night. You also may want to check your backyard to make sure that everything you had in there yesterday is still there today. Those strong winds blowing some things down the street in some locations. A couple of nurses and a We Energies employee are being hailed as heroes. They saved the life of a woman who was choking on her breakfast. The woman was driving, eating a burrito in Greenfield when she started to choke and pulled over her vehicle. City's fire department reports on Facebook had the three Good Samaritans observing the gesture for help. They rushed in, performed the Heimlich maneuver and CPR. They revived the woman. She had lost her pulse at one point. CPR is going to be taught in Wisconsin schools, starting with the 2017 school year. That under a bill that was signed weeks ago by Governor Walker. Dr. J. Carter Ralphie is the chief pediatric cardiologist for UW Health in Madison. Says learning CPR is extremely important.
Most of the cause of sudden cardiac death is unobserved, or in regions where there's, or locations where there aren't EMS technicians immediately available. And it's those first few minutes after somebody drops that are critical.
Some schools already have model CPR training programs in place, but Dr. Ralphie says even with the new law, implementation and training will remain the keys to success. Wisconsin, the 31st state to pass this legislation that requires CPR to be taught in the schools. Police in Kenosha investigating a weekend birthday party that turned violent at Kemper Center on the lakefront. As many as 100 teens reportedly involved in multiple fights, but further details are not yet available. State Department of Corrections says there's about a six-month delay in publishing an annual report regarding attacks on officers, partly due to the youth prisons still not having implemented a centralized database to track assaults, fights, and other incidents. Paper copies of reports are still being put into inmates' files at the juvenile facilities, which officials admit makes it difficult to identify and to track the extent of the problems at the Lincoln Hill School for Boys and the Copper Lake School for Girls. Well, state highway safety officials are saying that drivers have really got to keep a sharp eye out for the deer right now along the state's roadways.
In the fall, we typically see a peak in collisions between deer and vehicles. But June is one of the worst months when it comes to injuries suffered by motorists in deer crashes. Not surprisingly, motorcyclists are especially vulnerable.
That is Randy Romansky with the Bureau of Transportation Safety. He says collisions between deer and vehicles, again, they peak in the fall. But he says if you see a deer along the road, you got to slow down, blow your horn, do something, make some noise, try to scare the deer into moving. A speeding motorcyclist who suffered life-threatening injuries in a rear-end crash on Highways 51 at I-90 in the Dane County town of Burke. The motorcyclist rear-ending another vehicle in the same lane. 51-year-old operator to the hospital, severe life-threatening injuries. Speed and alcohol appear to have been factors. One of several motorcycle accidents from the weekend, Racine County with a multi-bike incident at Highways 83 and L in the town of Waterford. It injured at least a half a dozen riders. Despite several going up to Frederick Hospital, none of the injuries were considered life-threatening. And Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn's going to be up in front of the Common Council's Public Safety Committee today to address his four ways not to get shot in Milwaukee plan, which, of course, has been criticized by the police union as, quote, insulting to the community, unquote. The chief will also be talking with the alderman about how to reduce the gun violence in the city. Kenosha City Council is meeting this evening. Among the agenda items, a proposed change to end the winter alternate site parking rules a month earlier, an item deferred from a meeting last month. Also, an ordinance to annex two parcels of land from the town of Paris for extending 128th Avenue for the purpose of U-Line development. Also, a transfer of funding from the city's contingency account to the claims and settlements account. That to pay for testing on the new surface for the velodrome where cracks have occurred. Some students from the Milwaukee School of Engineering helping the Racine Water Utility try more effective communication within the Hispanic community when it comes to local water quality.
Part of their engineering class was bringing a problem or solution or communication issue on a social engineering aspect. We suggested that they try to help us communicate with the Hispanic community. So we've been working with St. Patrick's Church and the Cristo Rey Parish for most of the semester.
Utility General Manager Keith Haas telling members of the Waterworks Commission the Cristo Rey Parish at St. Patrick's Church was a nice-sized crowd, mixed ages, explained that the better communication about the Racine's water quality can only help the utility. And of course, Mayor Dickert never hesitates to talk about the quality of Racine's drinking water to anyone in Racine or anywhere else. Kathleen Vineout may be ready to run again for governor. The Western Wisconsin Democrat briefly got into the race in 2014 against Governor Scott Walker, reportedly considering another try. Vineout says it's maybe too soon to say at this point what she may do. Governor Walker has hinted he may run for a third term. Millennials in this country are shunning the desire to have a vehicle, which plays into the head of the Wisconsin Bike Federation, hoping that more people consider riding a bicycle to work. Dave Cheslevich says only about 2% of the population is doing it right now. It's 50% in some European cities.
And that's where we'd like to head, at least in the metropolitan areas. We'd like to see mode shares up past 20%.
Meanwhile, the former mayor of Madison says more people biking to work means less wear and tear on the roads. That reduces local transportation costs. Number of legislators not happy with the funding on roads these days and where it's going to be headed in the future. State Assembly Republican leader Jim Steinke not happy with the next transportation budget that's coming from the DOT secretary, and Governor Walker holding firm about no new taxes for roads without a corresponding cut somewhere else. Steinke says there's no reason for the state to be looking at borrowing money again to fund transportation projects.
To me, it's a non-starter. The backbone of our economy is our infrastructure. We have projects throughout the state that are crucial to economic growth that are currently on hold because of lack of funding. I just don't see how we can kick the can down the road another 2 years.
Governor Walker approving the current budget with borrowing. Steinke says the state needs to be looking at new sources of revenue. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.